Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
And I've got a Lockie Whittle in the studio with me. Morning.
Yeah, great to be back, Brooke.
I keep pulling you back in.
Yeah, not sure why, but anyway.
Well, you drop these little nuggets of information at me and then walk away, and I'm like, no, come back,
that's
explain
how I do
yourself.
Just drop the smoke bomb and go.
That's what I do. Well, we were talking yesterday, it's 109 years. I thought it was 110, 109 years since the Titanic sank.
It is.
And you said you've got a little story. Is this movie or ship related?
Well, yeah, it is. It is movie related.
Hang on, let's get some ambience.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Right. Get old Celine Dion. Tell us your story.
Whatever. So, yep, late 90s, primary school, Adelaide Hills. Mm-hmm. That's where I was going to school. Mm-hmm. And the movie came out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I saw the movie prior to it actually being released in Australia.
How?
So, this story's got quite a few angles too, by the way. So, you need to it takes a bit to understand. I'll try my best.
I'll take notes.
I'll try my best. So my neighbours in Bridgewater, they went to Bali.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So this is in the late 90s. And anyway, when they got back from Bali, they said, hey, Lockie, come around. We've got some movies. I said, oh, cool. And like I said, we've mentioned this quite a few times. I'm not really a movie buff. But back then, you know, what else was there to do? So I watched a few movies.
That's it.
I watched the Titanic. And I just thought it was kind of normal that it was on three cassettes.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So I've watched the Titanic, three cassettes, and they've had to change it like three times on it. Oh, maybe it's a long movie. You know, I was pretty young at the time. I was like, cool. Watched the movie and thought it was a bit of a dodgy looking picture, but didn't really question too much about it. Like, oh, I still saw the movie. And then I reckon the second tape was on a bit of an angle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. Anyway, sort of didn't really think too much of it. Just sort of thought, oh, there must be lots of movie shops in Bali.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I've gone to school the next week and the teacher says, all right, we're going to be doing a project on the Titanic at the moment. This is like year three or year four, something like that.
Yeah, very young, okay.
And the teacher says, now, we're going to watch the Titanic movie, but it doesn't come out until a couple of weeks' time. So in the meantime, we're going to watch a documentary on it, and then we're going to watch a movie in a few weeks' time. And I've said, oh, I've seen the movie yesterday.
Mm.
Now, my neighbours, they didn't go to the same primary school I did.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher was a bit, I guess, questionable as to how I'd seen this movie, which hadn't actually come out in Australia yet.
Oh, no.
And I didn't think much of it at the time.
Of course, I was like,
well, my neighbours had it. They had like three tapes. Yeah. And they're like, oh, where did they get the tapes from? Anyway, the teacher's gone. And the teacher's asked me where they get. Oh, they just went to Bali and came back. And the teacher is like, obviously he knew a bit about the world that I didn't at that stage.
Mm.
And just sort of said, right. And then just walked back to his desk.
Right.
And he said, oh, you might not want to tell anyone that you've seen that movie because it might wreck the assignment for the rest of everyone. That's what the teacher told me at the time.
Oh, no.
Anyway, as it turned out, though, so basically they had bought three tapes from a dodgy video shop in Bali.
Yeah, obviously.
That had been filmed in a cinema.
Yeah, okay.
On a camcorder, on an angle.
Oh, those are the days.
Yeah, and someone actually walked past one of the scenes. But the critical thing was the tapes that they had ended with the scene with Jack and what's her name?
Rose
in the water, like clinging to a lifeboat, right? And then it just cut. That was it. I went, oh, wow, that's it. And like you just assume when you're a kid that they both don't make it or they just live on ever after.
It's all happily ever after.
Anyway, 3 weeks' time comes at school. We watch the movie in its entirety. Like a proper copy.
Yeah.
It gets to that scene, then keeps going. I am mind blown. Like, hang on a second. This wasn't a part of the one I watched. And I keep watching this thing. And then it gets back to like the lady and like getting back on the boat and finding the whole bit.
I'm devastated. Like,
no, they've got the wrong copy here. I've seen the legit one. This is a fake. Anyway.
That must have been devastating.
Mind blowing.
Yeah, plot twist doesn't end like that.
Yeah. Anyway, I did learn how movie piracy worked at a young age.
There
anyway.
You go.